Welcome to The Leap, a success podcast for ambitious leaders. Each week, we bring you the tools, knowledge, and inspiration to fuel your next big leap. Now, here's your host, Harriet Schumacher, leadership expert and executive coach.
All right, we are here, gathered here today. Happy Tuesday. I'm seeing some folks that are starting to arrive right now, so I'm just going to give people a moment or two to sign in. We're just getting started. The sun is starting to come out, which is amazing. Very happy to see the sun is shining. So if you're just joining, why don't you pop a chat and say hello and where you're calling from. We've got two audiences here today. We've got folks who are dialing in from Zoom, and we also have people who are watching live inside my private Facebook group. And so welcome to all of you that are here with me today. I'm so happy. Good morning, Dan. Hi, how are you? Very excited to be here with you today. So we are going to dive into our conversation in just a few minutes. For those of you that are just dialing in, good morning, Leanne. Hi, how are you? So nice to have you here. Thanks for being here. For those of you who are just joining in, I put a bit of a workbook into the Facebook group this morning in the unit for today. Hi, Jessica. Good morning. Hi, Wanda. Hi, Laura. Thank you for joining. Good morning, everybody. So I put a workbook in for today's session. For those of you who may be dialing in via Zoom, we do have a private Facebook group that is set up for this weekly training session. And so you may want, good morning, Justine. Hi. Hi, Noor. I see you dialing in as well. So we do have a private Facebook group, which is where I'm keeping the workbooks for the sessions, as well as we do have a Feedback Friday session, which is really office hours with me and with the other folks who want to attend. It's really designed just to give you another place to come and build community, connect with other leaders, and get additional resources and support. And so if you're not a member of that group but would like to get an invitation to join that Facebook group, just pop me a message at some point today and I'll make sure to send you over an invite because we would love to have you there. So welcome to those of you that are just joining in. My name, for some of you, I'm meeting you for the first time. And so thank you so much for wanting to be a part of this conversation today. I'll just introduce myself to those of you who I'm meeting for the first time. My name is Harriet Schumacher. I am a certified executive coach and I based here and actually in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where the sun is coming out. We had a huge storm last night. A huge wind and rainstorm, and it felt like it brought change through. And so that's exciting because that's really what I want to talk with you about today. I want to talk with you about how we're going to prepare for the change that is coming our way, because I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some change. Are you ready for some change? Like pop me a yes or give me some sort of emoji that represents to me what you're feeling in relation to change, because I'm ready to shake things up and I really like to focus on the future. And that's really what I'm hoping that this conversation today is going to be all about, is to think about how do we prepare for the change that's coming our way. I don't know if you have been, and so I want to focus on turning the tide, because I know that there's a lot of things that are keeping us feeling stuck, that are keeping us feeling like we don't have control or we can't take action. And I want to flip that a little bit on its head today and really engage in a conversation about moving forward. And so I want to focus on the future. And I don't know if you've read any of the news. I watch very little of it for mental health reasons. But I was reading a couple of very optimistic articles last night, specifically about what's happening in Europe. About 300,000 people in Spain went back to work yesterday. They are already making announcements in different countries in Europe that they're going to be reopening their business and their markets starting in the next 2 weeks. And so as I start thinking about that and what that means for us here in Canada, while we don't have any communication yet as to what that's going to look like for us, we do know that things are going to change, right? We do know that we're going to be moving forward. And so this conversation today is really about planning for that, which gets me very excited because I'm sure all of you, while you've had so many things you've had to adapt to, you're looking forward to getting back to some new normal. And that's really what I want to talk about today. What does that actually look like? So regardless of, you know, your opinion on the timelines and should we be going back this early or should we not be going back this early, regardless of your opinion on that, I think we need to all really think about the considerable challenges that we're going to face ahead. And so today I really wanted to talk about, because I believe that there's going to be some significant changes which we're already experiencing. And so today, whether you are a leader, whether you're working inside an organization and you have a team of people reporting to you, or you are a business owner and you're thinking about how do I move my business forward, or both of those things, this conversation is designed to meet you where you're at. And so some things that we can anticipate, definitely a change in customer demand and expectation. And when I say customer, I mean internal and external customer. There's going to be a real change in what people are perceiving from us. There's going to be changes in regulatory demands and modifications in terms of how, you know, products, what's required of those things. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Tina. I see you. Hello. Good morning. I think there are going to be significant regulatory modifications, and those things are probably happening right now. I don't know if any of you have experienced any of that already in your world. We have already experienced supply chain interruptions, and I think we can anticipate that that's going to be happening for a period in time. We definitely have setbacks in relation to unemployment and economic setbacks. So, you know, and, you know, a continuous pattern of uncertainty as this all emerges around us. And so I think for all of us as leaders, we need to plan for this recovery and we need to be planning now. I'm curious, for those of you that are here today, what have you done so far to start planning? Have you got a plan in place? Or have you been kind of just thinking about it? Like, have you really put pen to paper? I know some of you are having meetings where with your executive teams, you've been telling me that we've been in planning phases. And so I really want you to think about what have you been planning for? And I'd like you to tell me perhaps in the chat today, what has your planning looked like so far? So I can get a sense of where you're at in relation to that. Because what I know is that ad hoc responses right now won't work. So we cannot bury our head in the sand here, right? We really need to be looking up and looking out and start laying the groundwork for your recovery plan now. And I get really fired up about that because that's how we're going to move this forward. That's how we're really going to lead through this uncertainty, is by focusing on how do we plan and prepare for the future? How do we look forward so that we can come up and out of this situation? And so what I have planned for our session today is really guiding you through some questions to help you begin to start thinking this planning phase through. So whether you're a leader or you're a business owner, I believe that these questions today are going to start to get the wheels churning for you. And for those of you who are listening live with me today, I can already see some of the chat coming through, which is amazing. I encourage you to make this a two-way conversation and feel free to answer the questions that I'm going to be sharing both out loud and on the PowerPoint slide here with me in the chat. I'll take them up on the end, but keep the conversation going with each other, because I think that's part of the benefit of being in this community, is we can really inspire and motivate each other and lean on each other during this period of uncertainty, which is the reason why I created this group to begin with. So the goal of our session today is really to get us all thinking about how we can start to bounce back from this and how do we plan for what the future is really going to look like. So I'm going to walk you through, you know, some pillars of planning today, and really helping you to think about, you know, kind of five different pillars that you need to be thinking about right now. And I want you to be thinking about, you know, current reality, when this pandemic kind of comes to an end, and then what the new normal is going to be looking like, because there's going to be phases to this. It's going to evolve over a period in time. And so I want you to be thinking about different strategies here. And again, inside the Facebook group, The worksheet for today's session is in the unit. Feel free to download that or just take notes, and you can use the worksheet after today's call. If you don't have it with you, that's fine, okay? So let's start talking about positioning. And I really want to talk about today's conversation is about being strategic, because one of the things that leaders need to do today and always, but even more so right now, is we need to get out of the tactics and we need to look up and start thinking strategically. And I know when this whole pandemic began, we were obviously being very tactical and really reacting and doing what we could to mitigate, you know, an urgent situation. But now it's time to be thinking strategically, okay? And so in order to do that, we really need to start understanding your position in the market. Now, when I say your position in the market, you can look at that for your entire organization. You can look at this as an individual inside your organization, as a sole player, or you can look at it as your team, right? So lots of different layers here. All of these questions can be applied to meet you where you're at, depending on what your view is when you come into this call today. So think about who else is in your market. Who else is around you? What role are you playing inside this ecosystem? And who might you be competing with? Because you need to know where what's going on in your marketplace in order to start positioning yourself for the future, okay? So I want you to, because you know, there's been lots of tales. We talked about that last week, sort of that tale of two restaurants where you saw one restaurant react really suddenly and shut their doors and lay everybody off. And then you saw another restaurant say, hey, this is an opportunity for us to be able to pivot and opened up more of a bodega and really supporting their local community. And what that's done from a competitive standpoint, right? How they're going to survive the future. So they were really able to pivot and stay open and stay active, even though there's certain markets that are really being devastated by this situation, they saw an opportunity, right? So they really capitalized on that. So I want, here's a question, couple of questions that I want you to think about. So when we go, when we start releasing some of these requirements on us, so when we start reopening doors and we start moving forward and we start relaxing some of these isolation measures, which is going to happen, you know, will your business reopen as normal when this is done? You know, will your team all come back to work when this is done? You know, are you going to be able to reopen as normal after this pandemic? What is that going to look like? So I want you to think about that, okay? And perhaps you've already communicated that to your team. Perhaps you're still figuring that out, but that's part of your positioning. I also want you to think about, will your business remain unchanged? You know, I think that there's only going to be a handful that that's really going to apply to. Those who were probably already in the online business to begin with, this hasn't been that dramatic of a change because their business model was already designed for this, right? I also want you to be thinking about how will you regain lost ground? By that, I mean time and money. And any of those projects that were put on hold, things that you were not able to do, how are you going to close that gap? And, you know, we talked last week about discerning really what matters, what doesn't matter. We were talking about clarity. I think some things maybe are just going to, they're not going to be done. They're going on the not to do list. We're just not going to engage in those things because they don't matter anymore for us, right? And so I want you to think about where your business is going to be positioned moving forward. So are you going to emerge ahead of the game here, or are you going to struggle with some significant setbacks? Some industries, as we have been reading, are really going to be, are really going to struggle. But that is also, there's opportunity within that struggle, right? So some businesses are accelerating their growth during this period in time, right? And so I want you to think about, where are you in that? You should be taking steps now to really start to map out your position when this pandemic comes to an end, right? And or when we start loosening our requirements on the way that we work and businesses start being told that they can start to reopen, which is already starting to happen in Europe, right? So I know we're not ready for that yet in Canada, but it's coming, okay? So positioning, I want you to think about, what's your position in the market? Where do you sit right now? What's your plan for the future? And what will your new normal look like? So thinking about kind of three phases of your positioning. Then I want you to start thinking about your plan. So really, you know, a plan is really obviously a course of action. It's really helping you point yourself in the direction that you want to go. So I want you to be thinking of what you need to do and plan for today so you can begin to achieve your goals for tomorrow. I want you to think about how you can get through this and get back to business when this ends. There's things, even if your business is closed right now, or you only have one person going to work and everybody else is working from home, or we've had to stall projects, we need to be preparing right now for what the future is going to look like when we reopen, okay? I want you to think broadly and take a deep view. Use this as an opportunity to really innovate and create about what the future is going to look like. Because lack of having a plan makes the confusion and the disorientation about this worse. And I know some of you who joined the Facebook group, you were sharing with me that one of your challenges right now is helping your team to really see the bigger picture of where it is that we're wanting to go. And so think about how important it is for you to have a plan for the future and then be able to communicate that plan with your team so that you can enlist them into that vision and enlist them into that big picture, because that's gonna help calm the waters and they're not gonna be feeling like we don't have a clue what's going on here, right? Which really can lead to some challenging perspectives, which is what we're gonna talk about next. And I think this is gonna be one of the harder parts of this change. As a change management consultant and somebody who works on change management with organizations, the emotional side of change and the people side of change is always the hardest part. It's always the part that people really struggle with the most. And so, just going back here to perspectives, I think this is the part that we need to spend some time really thinking through. And for those of you who are leaders who have teams of direct reports, you probably have some interesting stories to tell about how perspectives with your team has changed as a result of this pandemic. And so I want you to think about this for yourself first. How has this situation changed your point of view? How has your perspective about people and the world changed? Because I bet that some of your values have been tested, right? You've probably noticed some things and felt some things on an emotional level that feel very raw, that feel very new, and your team is feeling that as well. You know, if anything that has happened, I mean, so many things have happened as a result of this pandemic, but it's really helped us all to get some time to process our perspective on what really matters on an individual level and on an organizational level. So I think perspectives for everybody has shifted, and in all likelihood, this is going to be a big factor going back to work. So, you know, from a team perspective, I want you to think about this. Crisis can bring people together, but it can also push us apart. And so we can see this happening on a global scale, right? We can see how it's creating divisions and people are, you know, battling it out online and all of these things, right? But I think we really need to have some conversation about how this is going to really change people's perspectives of each other. It's specifically in relation to trust, how people are going to trust or distrust each other. And people are really going to want to look after themselves and their families first. You know, that we're looking at kind of Maslow's hierarchy of needs here, right? So people's basic needs are going to want to be met. And so I think you need to think about how you're going to plan for that. So that's also going to be important for your customers doing business with you, but also the people who work with you in your business every single day. It's crucial to consider this factor, you know, because for your team, I want you to think about what was your pre-pandemic culture really like inside your organization? Was it a culture of high trust already? Or were there issues? Because this situation could resolve some of that, or it could make those issues worse. And so I think you want to really spend some time thinking about how prepared was your team or your company, you know, culturally prepared to deal with this? And what's our culture plan moving forward? You know, is this going to bring your teams closer together, or is it going to bring them farther apart? You know, will they see your company differently? Your employees, are they going to look at your company differently when this is over? Are their needs going to change from you as their leader? You know, and in what ways? So I want you to think about your answers to these questions, and I want you to spend some time really getting honest with those, because it's going to dictate what you're going to do next. And thinking about, you know, we have to get our people, the goal is really to get them closer together and not farther apart. So an absence of open and honest conversation about that right now is going to lead to some really challenging restarts, right? Where people are coming back feeling emotionally, you know, really kind of scarred from this experience and maybe not necessarily trusting in people as much as they did before. It's, I don't think we should discount that that's going to be a reality for a period in time. Okay. Whether we agree with that or not, it's going to be some of the perspectives that are going to be existing within our team environments. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some projects. So I'm curious, how many of you really had to change what it was that you were working on and your projects? How much of that shifted for you when this all kind of began, right? Because I think as a result of how you answered the last questions and really the perspectives of your own team and your organization, how your perspectives have shifted, I think that really is going to inform what it is that you need to be working on right now. And so, do you have projects on your docket right now that are designed to help you future-proof your organization? So if you were to look through that list of projects, and that's what we did in week one when we were talking about radical clarity, I asked you to write down all of the projects that your team is working on and really think about what are we doing and what are we not doing? And using that lens, like what's important now? Because I really think you need to be thinking about, okay, there are some projects that maybe we reacted and got started on the fly, but now that we've had some time to think through this, are they really as important as we think that they are? I'm starting to hear that from some of the people that I'm having coaching calls with, is that, you know, there's been certain departments inside organizations which have been piled up with projects. So IT is a great example of that, right? Everybody's dumping projects on IT because we need to adapt and we need to become more, we need to have more IT projects on the docket because we're, you know, adapting to this remote work environment. But some of those projects maybe aren't required for the future, right? Maybe there's an opportunity for us to pull back on those things because I want you to be careful of having too many projects in the same place at once. Because you really need to streamline and discern what really matters for future-proofing your organization. So you don't want to overburden particular departments because then what ends up happening inside organizational culture is that you start seeing people competing for their resources, right? You start seeing people kind of battling it out and you get turf wars about whose project matters more than the other person's, and that can create some tension and really put constraints on your capacity to be able to be strategic. And it's really going to delay some of the more important things. So, you know, great leaders who are strategic and visionary are thinking about the future, they're future-proofing their teams and their organizations, and they're really using discernment to think through really what matters to us now and what matters to us in the future, and also creating those stop doing lists so that we can alleviate some of the unnecessary burden that we might be placing on ourselves and our teams. Yeah, totally, Leanne. I hear you. Leanne says that she had four major projects you're working on over the last 8 months were all canceled within 2 days. Absolutely. And so I think we can all relate to feeling that experience of like, wow, you know, everything just kind of got eliminated there in a very quick period in time. So we should be thinking about, okay, if we have been given time back, and I'm not sure that that's the reality for you, Leanne, given that situation, but what should we be working on now? So what is important now? And how do we start to help future-proof our team and our organization? What should we be building and creating and innovating at this moment in time, okay? Because some of the projects that we started off with maybe just don't make sense anymore. They were a reaction. So one thing I know about human behavior, and I'm sure some of you are aware of this as well, is our tendency to want to default to a reactive stance when things aren't going well. And sometimes in that place, we don't make the best decisions. We just react. And so we could think that we need to create something, but really if we step back and are more strategic about it, we might be asking ourselves, is this an outcome that really matters for the future? Is it something that really matters to us in the future? Or was it just something that mattered as a reaction to what was happening in that moment in time? So my last pillar that I want to talk with you about today about preparing for a post-pandemic world is really around preparedness. And I want you to think about, are you ready for the future? And I think a lot of us are answering no. I mean, that's an honest answer because we don't really know what it's going to look like. But there's a lot of things that you can be doing right now to start future-proofing yourself and your teams so that they feel more ready and able and willing. So that's another piece that I'm hearing a lot of from the leaders that I'm having coaching calls with over the past couple of weeks, is getting their team to want to be willing. And so they could be in over their head. I personally feel, as a learning and development professional, that the teams that we have, and I sent an email out about that this morning, were not prepared for this. They did not have the skills that they needed in order to be able to navigate this situation. So now is a time to be upskilling and up-leveling ourselves and our teams so that we can become more future-proof, because situation like this is going to happen again. We don't know when. You know, there's futurists who predict that this is a 20-year cycle, these types of events, but we're going to have smaller issues like this. You know, they say that this coronavirus is going to come back again in the fall, right? So, you know, we need to be thinking about, okay, what do we need to be ready and able and more agile and more flexible in this situation? So I want you to also think about keeping in mind that consumers and your team are going to remember how you handled this situation. And they're looking and watching, right? How did you react during this crisis? And so I want you to think about how are you going to move this forward? What is future proofing really going to look like for you? And I want you to think about today. It's Tuesday. It's a fresh start. We're taking some time to have this conversation right now. I'm going to open up the floor to some questions and some comments in just a second and catch up with the chat. But what will you take action on as a result of this conversation today? I want you to think about something that's going to move you or your business or your team forward. What's something that you're going to take action on? Because I really believe if we all start focusing on moving forward and swimming up and looking out, we're going to recover from this much sooner. And without a doubt, we are all learning to become more resilient in this process. And so I would love to hear from you. I'm just going to end that show there, that slideshow. I'm going to catch up with the group here and get a sense of what you guys are thinking about right now and what questions you might have. Awesome. I've got both screens open. So I've got my Facebook audience here and I have my Zoom audience here. And so let's talk a little bit about what have you been doing to prepare for the future and thinking about what is life going to be like for you when this situation, when we start returning back to this new normal. Questions, comments, things that you're thinking of that you would either like some feedback or support on as you start thinking about preparing for the future. So I see. Yes, conferences. So that's a big thing that's changing. And we're seeing lots of examples of conferences pivoting and moving towards virtual conferences, right? So we need to think about planning for that. That's a great action to be able to take. I think that really speaks a lot to the perspective part as well, Lois, is how people are not necessarily going to be trusting in in-person events as quickly, right? That's going to take some time for them to rebuild trust in relation to that. So how do you pivot and start to offer those conferences in a virtual online environment? People are going to be ready for that. Absolutely. Yep. And that should be an opportunity to go to market with pretty quickly, for sure. Online consults and online sales and connecting with people in a virtual way and using technology as a platform for us to be able to come closer together and not farther apart. Absolutely. Oh, I love that. Dan's working on creating and developing programs for mental health in the workplace. Yes, I think that that's going to be something that we need to spend more time on. And just dealing with the emotional side of this change and what people are going to be needing as they respond to this, it's definitely a piece. I'm hearing so much, and I'd be curious to hear from the other leaders who we've got here on the call today. What are you noticing from your teams in terms of their resilience and their mental health and just their emotional state as they've been going through this process, and yours? You know, me, for myself, I have days... You know, great day. Today is a good day. I'm feeling really engaged. I slept terribly last night. Sleep has been very difficult. I don't know why. There's so much going on in my brain. So that's been difficult to navigate. But there are some people who are obviously really struggling with the side effects of this and how they're going to recover from this and what their future is going to look like as a result of this, right? So this conversation today was really intended to help us start thinking about how do we start to plan for what that's going to look like and to use that as a positive vision, right? This is intended to be a positive forward-moving conversation. And that is something that I think your team is really going to value from you. And it's not about legislated optimism, right? So this isn't about selling them a story of hope. It's about realistic, concrete planning with tangible results that's tied to security and recovery. That's a big difference here, right? Nobody wants to hear that everything's going to be great conversation right now, because nobody believes that. People are like, tell me, you know, how we're going to survive. Don't tell me that everything is going to be fine. So something to really consider. How are you going to really communicate openly and honestly? And how can you enlist your team in the co-creation of this plan? And what does it mean for your leadership? You know, really, how are you going to need to lead differently as a result of moving through this experience? What matters to your leadership now? And I think this is giving us all an opportunity to really think about how do we want to show up and how do we want to navigate this for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, and for our organizations in the future. All right, so let's just, we've got a few minutes left. Questions that we might have today, anybody looking for some insight, feel free to send me a chat. You can send me a chat in privately if you'd like to, if you're dialing in from Zoom, or you can just pop it into the chat section here if there's anything that you're curious about. Otherwise, I'd like to hear what you're excited to be working on this week, because I want to keep the momentum going, and that's something that I really value. What are you working on this week? What are you excited about? It's going to help you start future-proofing and preparing for the future. What's a commitment that you're making to this week to really move things forward? I'd love to hear from you. I see some more chats that are coming in here as well. Awesome. All right. Well, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm not seeing anything that's coming through in this moment right now. I know some of you are still here. Oh, here we go. I've got a comment coming through here. I don't want to go too quickly because I know that there's a little bit of a delay of things coming through here on both of these platforms. So trying to be patient, but also not bore you to death with the silence. So just a second here. Thank you, Leanne. So Lois is saying that she has a laissez-faire board member. What we're doing is fine. Yeah. I kind of live in a bit of a vacuum. You know, I only hear what I hear through my coaching clients and through, the ways in which I reach out to people through my workshops and what I'm hearing on the ground. And so I'd be curious to think how many people think that everything is fine. You know, I mean, I can appreciate that perspective. I can. And, there's some resiliency in that. But at the same time, there's things that we need to be doing to plan for the future. And it's not about creating anxiety and spinning, because there's enough of that. It's really about being thoughtful and strategic and seeing how do we make this a good situation when there's so many examples of things that aren't going well, right? How do we really think about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not about being negative at all. But there's a lot of leadership styles out there who feel like, we just need to, how we calm the waters is by, pretending not to know, which is one of the, most challenging approaches to leading, is like we pretend to know that an issue doesn't exist because it's hard or we don't understand it, which is what causes us to really get caught up, and we're gonna be behind. I mean, now is really an opportunity for us to dial up our capacity to think bolder and bigger. And it doesn't mean that we have to have all the answers. I mean, goodness, that's not the case here. We're not intended to have all the answers, but we do need to be engaging in open, honest conversations about figuring it out. I'm starting to feel frustrated from our political leaders that it doesn't feel like we have a plan for the future. You know, I'm looking for that already. Like, I want to engage in that conversation. Is how do we move forward from here? Not that we're in a rush, but like, let's start having those conversations so that we can sink our teeth into building the future. Yeah, it is very frustrating. I agree with you, Lois. And so I'm seeing Wanda, yes, totally. Saving money, thinking about, ways to be able to, that's a big issue for a lot of people. You know, how do I plan financially for the future? And I'm having a lot of women who are coming to me talking about making a career change. women who maybe had been thinking about a career change in advance of this and have are seeing this as an opportunity to really springboard that into action and taking that time either to start something on the side, like we call a little side hustle, or really perhaps they've lost their job and are now, you know, looking for a way to make a career change. So yeah. And I love that, Wanda, and being in control of all three of those things. Absolutely. So thinking about what are you going to do this week to start to move that forward for yourself? What are some actions and commitments that you can take to move that forward? And I see Justine here. Yeah, self-learning. Totally. Education is a great time. I do believe that everybody should be focused on their learning right now. You're welcome, Wanda. It's a pleasure to have you here. Justine. Yeah. Yeah, I love that, focusing on what you can learn. And so I want you to start thinking about taking action, okay? And so yes, reflection is action. Of course it is. You know, that's really what this conversation was today, you know, experience plus reflection equals growth. And yet I want you to think about, okay, if you're, however you plan, however you organize your day, how are you gonna chunk those reflections into actionable steps to start feeling like you're making progress and moving forward? Because if there's anything that I know, we need to take imperfect action right now, okay? Imperfect action. I want you to all be focused on that and have that conversation with your team. What's something that you can take imperfect action on this week that's gonna help us move towards the future, okay? So thank you so much for being here today. I think we had an interesting conversation. My kids are gonna come in now, which is usually my sign that I have to go, because this is reality of being home. They put a sign on the door that said, "Mom's in a meeting. Here are the answers to your questions." And it was like, no, it's in the fridge. Go ask your dad, eat a piece of fruit. I have no idea what's for dinner, which made me laugh. They put a sign on the door today, so. My pleasure. So Friday, for those of you who want to come to Friday, I want you to take some action this week. Keep the conversation going in the Facebook group. What are you taking action on? What are you working on? What are you excited about? Let us know. We're here to support you. We want to keep the conversation going. Ask questions. Use it as your own community to get support. I don't want anybody who's part of this to be feeling alone without support. And on Friday, we come together for kind of an office hours for a casual chit chat about what questions have emerged for you, because I know things that are changing quickly. So that'll be on Friday. I'll announce that in advance. I'm going to reach out to all of you and see how you're doing. Thanks for being here today. And the workbook for today's session is also inside the Facebook group, which can support this planning conversation. It's designed for you to really take those 5 P's and put them into a plan, something that you can use with your team or something that's actionable for your business. So thank you so much for being here today, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week and stay safe, stay happy, and let's focus on the future. Okay, take care, everybody. Bye-bye now. Thanks for being here.